One of the moral mazes for any preacher, I think, a Christian preacher in particular, is homosexuality. And there's been lots of coverage in the news recently, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell campaign, obviously. What is your view? Because it seems to have changed depending on the interview that I've read or seen. What is your view? Is homosexuality a sin in your eyes?
Yes, I've always believed, Pierce, the scripture shows that it's a sin. But, you know, I'm not one of those that are out there to bash homosexuals and tell them that they're terrible people and all that. I mean, there are other sins in the Bible, too. I think sometimes the church, and I don't mean this critically, but we focus on one issue or two issues, and there's plenty of other ones. So I don't believe homosexuality is God's best for a person's life. I mean, sin means to miss the mark. But I don't believe being prideful or being, you know, lying or cheating.
You don't normally talk about sin. That's the first time I've actually heard you spell it out.
Well, you know,
it's almost like you've come ready for that question and thought, I'm actually going to say this.
Well,
I'm going to say it's a sin.
I think I'm grown in my knowledge. I mean, those first interviews, I mean, this was all new to me. I mean, I didn't go to seminary. I was raised in this, but not in front of the camera. But I think this point, people say I don't talk about sin, but I do talk about how we live our life and making good choices. And at the end of every one of our services, I talk about, I believe, the greatest sin, and that's to miss the mark of not knowing your Creator through
so
Christ.
So when you see civil partnerships being sanctioned, you think that's wrong,
well,
presumably?
Yeah, I think it's wrong, but I'm not going to bash those people. I'm not going to be against those people. They're good people. I say it's wrong because that's what the Scripture says. And you know what? I choose to live my life by what I read in the Scripture.
You see, I mean, if I had, say, a friend of mine like Elton John,
yes,
watching this at home, who with his partner, his civil partner, David Furnish, have just had a surrogate child, which was born on Christmas Day, they're going to be pretty angry what they hear. They're going to think, who are you to call them a sinner?
Yeah.
Why are they sinners in your eyes?
Well, it's strictly back to what the Scripture says. I mean, I can't grab one part and say God wants you to be blessed and live an abundant life and not grab the other part that says, you know what, you know, live that kind of life. So I just, you know, it comes back to the Scripture. I'm not the judge. You know, God didn't tell me to go around judging everybody.
I'm not so sure, though, you see. I think you are a kind of judge, and I think you can't abrogate that responsibility. I think because of your influence, there's 7 million, 8 million viewers every Sunday. When you say things like homosexuality is a sin, it's a big statement to make. You are a judge, and you're encouraging your congregation to believe
that. It's the people that we're after. It's the people that we're after. It's the people that we're after. We're not looking at their sin. We're not trying to judge their sin. We're trying to encourage them and let them know that we love them and that, you know what, you're only gonna reach people by reaching out to them.
Yeah, but I'm curious.
And you know, like if Elton John was sitting here today, man, I'd say, I love you, Elton John. You are talented.
Well, I can tell you, he's not gonna say the same.
You have, you know.
Yeah, but he's not gonna say to you, I don't like the way you lead your lives.
Well, what I'm saying is, we're not judging the person.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you say that, you know, he's not saying sin, but it's like,
you are judging the person, aren't you? Aren't you?
Well, to me, I'm not the one to judge and say, you know, who's bad and who's good. Otherwise, you'd have to go through everybody, you know, every one of us and say, well, you know what, I got some pride, or I had an evil thought the other day. Those are sins, too. I don't know that God is judging sins on different levels, but we pick out that one. So, I mean, our message, if you listen to my message, they're about lifting people up. And so it's not, I mean, I really talk about the homosexuality when we get on the interviews.
Yeah, but I'm curious, what would you say to a homosexual watching this? What do you do? How do they change? What do they have to do to change to be better people?
Well, I believe I don't know that I understand it all. I believe it's a process, but I believe that God can give us grace to change. We've seen people break addictions and do other things as well. So.
Yeah, but addictions, I mean, look, I don't want to bang on about this, but an addiction to alcohol or drugs or something is one thing. You know, being gay, you're gay. There's not much you can do about it. It's not something, I don't believe it's something you choose to be. I don't think Elton John woke up one day and went, I think I quite fancy being gay today.
Yeah. You know? I don't know.
So
I don't
isn't
know.
It, isn't it, it's much harder than just an average addiction.
Yeah, I don't, it is. It is.
It's a
difficult
subject.
Issue. I don't understand all the answers, but I just come back to what I read in the Scripture. I can't ignore that. I'm saying it again. I don't know that I understand it all. But I come back to this, we're for people. It's not going to do any good to, you know, bash people and say you're second class or you're this. I'm not, you know, we have gay people that come to our church. We have gay people that come to our church. We have gay people that come to our church and sit there. We have people from different faiths, and we have people from different faiths, and we have people from different faiths. And so it's an issue that, you know, it's a hard issue, and I don't know that I fully understand it.